Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, my name is Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Francis Scholli, who is the CEO and founder of The Human Company and the Squircle Academy. Francis, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start those by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Francis, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate the time and being with your audience. Good to see you after all these years. So my name is Francis Scholli, as Paul just said. What we do at The Human Company and the Squircle Academy, we work with strong leadership teams, senior teams, to help them transform the organizations as they keep the momentum and the agility so that they can leapfrog competition and stay ahead of change, which is a big thing. So if I were to say one thing to your question, one answer, one word, that would be experimentation. We live in a world that's very uncertain. People suffer from this. Lots of organizations see their teams being discouraged and or have, you know, deep feelings, uncomfortable feelings around uncertainty. And the way we do it is quite differently from others. What I see as a response of this hot topic today, uncertainty, high performance teams in uncertainty, seems to be very incremental to me. I don't see the radicality that's needed in the solutions that are being brought to teams. And that reads, those solutions reads in still low engagement, still high burnout. And those are unfortunately increasing statistics. You can go and check Gallup, you know, they're very reliable. Decrease in productivity, and not across all industries, but in a majority of industries, still a lack of readiness for innovation. Mm-hmm. There was a BCG April 2020 report on the readiness gap between 75% of CEOs saying that top three priorities is innovation, and yet only 20% think that the organizations were ready for it. And then the lack of cross-functional collaboration, especially between sales and marketing and product development and R&D. So what we offer is to tip the approach to human performance on its head. When you talk to your children, you know, and you want them to perform at school, is it about KPI only, or is the conversation more complex and more dimensional? Of course, the answer is it's more dimensional. You know, there's an emotional aspect to it. And there is an empathy that comes with the complexity for children to succeed at school today. So same in business. So if you approach it in an incremental manner, looking at the human capital as something that you can bring mechanistically to become more productive, I think we're making a mistake. That's the old paradigm of command control, hierarchical organizations, and forcing human productivity. We believe in the opposite. There is the work of Dr. Antonio Damasio, who says, we are not thinking machines with the ability to feel. We are feeling beings with the ability to think. You know, we feel reality before we can make sense of it. So there's a huge opportunity here for organizations to look at human beings from the circle, squircle, circle our perceptions, and square logic. We tend to start with logic. We want to make sense of the situation. We want to find a strategy, measure the outcomes, and, you know, invest in the strategy to get the goals that we want, the results that we want. That works to a certain degree, but that should be really dimensionalized and put into perspective of this idea that we have the ability to perceive between the lines. And when it comes to uncertainty, you know, there's one big thing, We are wired for uncertainty as human beings. You know, that's our nature to live in uncertainty. So there's nothing to learn. What we have to do is unlearn. How do we unlearn in your organization? You bring people together. You say, we want to increase performance. Uncertainty is in the way of the way we used to think. So let's experiment together new things. And then that's when you do human-centric design. That's when you use design thinking processes. We've increased design thinking greatly with design thinking 2.0. And you approach it from a place that's holistic. You don't oppose logic, metric, strategy to feelings, belonging, well-being, and all those things. The two things work together in synergy. So I would conclude experimentation, because the world has changed. What used to work doesn't work. And I would send all our listeners today to testnow.vip, testnow.vip, to take a very short assessment, 3 minutes, to go and answer that assessment. They'll get a report, lots of insights to them and to their teams, about themselves and their teams, to really understand where they start from in this journey of experimentation.
Francis, thanks ever so much for that. I love that turn of phrase, that squircle, because I can immediately see the connection between, you know, the square, that logical piece, and then the circle piece being the perceptions and the emotive side. And really appreciate you spending the time with us today. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events part of our website for the various activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which of them are free unless we're partnering up with some other professional organization. Francis, could I offer you a virtual high five? I mean, how dreadful is this? A Frenchman and an Englishman doing a virtual high five.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Francis.
You're so welcome, Paul. Thank you all.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.